Hello.
Hello, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm, I'd like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Will you be so kind as to share your opinion about the upcoming election?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. No, and next. English. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no,
an advertising? No, thank you. Okay. Thinking about ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and private state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you definitely vote? Or are you likely to vote? Or you're not going to vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. And which political party are you registered with? Republican, Democrat?
I'm not registered as any. Independent.
Independent. Thank you. Some other independent. Here we go. And what is your main racial background? How would you consider yourself? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Asian, Asian American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Neutral. No.
I'm sorry?
Neutral. I mean, no good, no bad.
Okay. I have to write something. Will you say that it's more right or more wrong? I have to put something on the survey, like by a direction.
More wrong.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you the list. Corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, affordable housing, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience, crime and neighborhood safety. Which of these things
inflation
do you think is the most? Inflation, thank you. Inflation, property, inflation, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Daniela Levin Cava, favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard.
Never heard, thank you. Christine King, favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard.
Thank you. Joe Carollo, favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard.
Thank you. Ken Hondeman.
Never heard.
Raquel Regalado.
No, never heard. I'm not quite familiar with him.
Okay, no problem. Miguel Gabella.
Same, never heard.
Never heard. Eileen no. Higgins.
No, never heard.
Francis Suarez.
Never heard.
Manolo Reyes.
Never heard.
Damian Pardo.
Never heard.
Thank you. Okay. Now, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if you and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, they are sometimes held on constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first prior constitutional amendment is called Adult personal use of marijuana and the bottle freeze allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, injection, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or vote no against the constitutional amendment?
No.
Thank you. And definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the bill reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability.
I'm
or
against,
when necessary.
Against.
You're against. Against it? Against. You're against it?
Definitely.
Okay. Definitely. No problem. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Waxen Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project as 888 MacArthur Causeway on Waxen Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive Biden and require a no cost to city. Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No. Again, definitely.
Again, definitely. Okay, thank you. You will now begin some of the specific components of this Waxen Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat
strongly.
Or strongly? Thank you. Allowing office space to be included, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve strongly.
Thank you. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve strongly.
Thank you. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Waxen Harbor proposal. This proposal will update and already voted up to...
Sir, I already spent a lot of time. I cannot do it anymore. I mean, you have enough of my answers, but I cannot do it anymore. I have to do it.
It's just a few more questions. We're already at 80%. We almost done.
No, yeah, but 20 is a lot. I mean, I've already been here for
so this one you already answered, right? That's what you're saying? So you want me to move on?
Yes.
You're definitely going to vote in favor of this amendment, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in regards to your position, what is the one thing that you like the most about what you heard on the proposed? What is that you like? The reason why you want to say that you approve it? Just give me one thing. So I can write it down.
The whole issue. I think I approve the whole issue. I mean,
the whole issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what do you disapprove of it?
Excuse me?
That you don't like?
What?
What do you disapprove of it? Something that you dislike from it. Maybe it's going to cost too much trouble. You know, something that you feel that, you know, that you don't like about the proposal.
No, nothing in particular.
Nothing in particular? Okay. No problem. I just got to write it down. Okay, thank you. And
thank you.
We will write along. We almost done. We almost done. One more question.
No,
would
no,
you
no,
like?
No, no.
Would you more or less like? Would you like to? Would you vote for a candidate that approves this referendum, or will it make no difference?
Make no difference.
No difference. Thank you. Now I'm going to just a few more democratic
questions
before we finish. 85%.